So why is the timing now so important for Sino-British relations?
This year is a very important time for China-UK relations. After the 10 years of the strategic partnership between China and the UK, this year would be the first year for the second decade for this kind of a partnership. And also at the same time, we can find out in the past 2 years, there is a huge development, especially economic and trade and investment cooperation. So I think now it's a good time for both two countries to strengthen this kind of a partnership by improving the quality of this kind of bilateral relations.
Given the recent deal on Trans-Pacific Partnership, in which Britain is not a party of it, as is China, do you think China-British trade relations will be affected by the signing of the deal in future?
I don't think there is some direct impact from this TPP on China and Britain and also the bilateral trade. But we do think that there are some indirect impact or influence from the TPP on Britain and China. Because firstly, we need to know that now there is a BIT negotiation between China and the EU. And also we know that Britain is a very important member of the European Union. So we hope that this TPP agreement will give some dynamic for this negotiation between China and the EU on the bilateral investment agreement. And also Britain is one of the strongest support in EU to push forward this China-EU FTA negotiation. So I think that it will also give a more dynamic for Britain to help other member states of the European Union to understand how it is important to have this FTA negotiation with China.
It has been reported that Chinese investors are likely to involve in Britain's Hinkley nuclear power station project as well as Britain's second high-speed rail project. Why the infrastructure sectors have gradually become an appeal for Chinese investors?
Yeah, exactly. We can find out this demand from both two countries on this infrastructure sector's cooperation. On Chinese side, as we know, one of the most important experience for Chinese development is to develop infrastructure. And from UK side, as we know that, yes, UK is pioneer of the industrialization. It has a very, very good infrastructure in the past. But now, for most of areas in UK, there are some very, very big demand to upgrade. Especially now, UK government has a very big project to improve its infrastructure and to renew its some old industry center, just like what happened this time.